The top three UConn Quest teams arrived in Eagle in the wee hours of Monday morning, well ahead of schedule. As KYC's Emily Schwing reports, it was clear as they relayed their stories that teams are starting to strategize as they near the halfway mark in this year's race.
Brent Sass was feeling pretty good about his run between Slavin's Roadhouse Dog Drop and Eagle.
And I got past that 60-mile mark, it was like they just got better. Better. And then, I mean, I went through that portage, and I was, they were trying to kill me. I mean, I was, like, on the brake. I mean, my biceps hurt from holding the bar up. This is 80 miles into the run, you know?
The Eureka musher relayed his story to a group gathered in Eagle's old school. Sass says he knew he had to make a move to increase his lead over Hugh Neff and Alan Moore.
Because I don't have the speed that they have. So this was the right move for my dog team.
Sass planned to run the 105 miles in more or less a straight shot, but he didn't want to give away his plan. He let Neff and Moore go ahead, and he rode his brake for nearly 50 miles to a hospitality stop known as Trout Creek. That's when he switched off his headlamp. When he passed the cabin, he got off his sled and led his team through the fork in the trail. It's another 40 miles to the Eagle checkpoint.
And then I went quite a ways, and then I dropped my straw so that they'll get to go by that, too. So they'll know for sure that I went all the way.
Alan Moore left Slavin's behind Brent Sass, but caught him on the way to Trout Creek. Moore says he knew Sass would have to make a move.
When something doesn't go right, like he knew that I was faster than him, well, he has to do something different, or it's going to keep going the same.
As teams head for the Canadian border, Hugh Neff gives a warning.
Brent's got, 3 hours on us? I know that's nothing. I mean, so it's great for him, and it's impressive what he's doing with his long runs, but Dawson's where the action's going to heat up.
The first musher into Dawson claims 4 ounces of placer gold, but the top three mushers say that's not what they're racing for. On the UConn Quest Trail in Eagle, I'm Emily Schwing.